It is the post-match show from the Glenbrook after Liverpool have beaten Newcastle 2-0 to go 13 points clear at the top of the Premier League. My, it's looking very good for Liverpool and looking good across the table from me. As always, I've got Adam Melia, Ben Johnson and Dan Austin, and it's all just come together wonderfully, Dan. They keep winning, other bums keep drawing or losing, and it might be a procession here if we're not careful.
It certainly felt like it tonight. that's quite a good team that they played against.
Yeah, fifth in the league before.
And they made them look toothless. In complete control of the game. Like they were at the start of the season, it reminded me when they beat Brentford 2-0 here and just stopped the game after about 70 minutes. And aside from a few breaks that Liverpool themselves had today, the game was done by 60 at the latest, something like that. They're just a brilliant team. They're operating on a completely different level to everyone else. And it's at the point again a bit like 1920 was, where they win the league every few days. You get to go and think, oh well, that's that done. And then they'll play again and Arsenal won't pick up enough points, and it's like, oh, it's even more done. So in your mind you get to have the, oh, that's probably happened that now on Sunday and then on Wednesday and then maybe again in the next 2 days and so on and so forth. And that's just a lovely feeling to have. It's not quite like the rush of exhilaration and exultation that you might have in different circumstances. It's just a very, very calm contentment with the fact that, as you say, everything's coming together and it all feels fine.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed winning the league in Manchester on Sunday, Ben, but it was good fun winning the league again tonight. And after that talk from Dan, I can't wait for Southampton at home to win the league there as well.
And I just every time I go on the pitch, they just look they're enjoying themselves so much. And any sort of peril that you have, or I wonder if there's a hangover from from the big game Sunday, and it might be difficult, and they just come out and they're just head and shoulders above. Like, it's not even a comparison. There's never in doubt that game. But I don't know how many times you can sit here and say, but you're watching it and you're nervous and you think there's going to be peril and you're fucking scared and this, that, the other, and then when you look back at it, they had one on one that was offside and another one that was a tight angle and he hit it wide and that was it.